Good morning, America. All ships at sea. Welcome to Tuesday, May the 21st, 2024. Boss Big Show now on the air at 107.1, 99.7 FM and the Boss app, 107.1theboss.com. We are the Robbie and Rochelle in the morning people, along with Joseph Kermit, the rest of the crew, ready, set to go. Speaking of crews, speaking of ships at sea, did you happen to see the story this morning about the boat that hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore?
Yeah.
They're finally moving the boat. This is the boat that caused that crazy bridge crash back in March. Mm-hmm. The crew has apparently been on the boat all along, and they finally have moved it out of the way, begin to get the debris off of the boat. I don't know what took 2 months, and I'm not sure why the crew was unable to deboard. But imagine they've been sitting there living on the boat all of this time. Isn't that wild?
They said they had to run the ship. Think about it. Ship just sitting there. They still have to run the ship.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
So they were there, and the other thing too, people were saying two months. They're at sea. Those cruises that those guys are on, last at least that long sometimes.
So you think they're just used to it, what you're saying?
Yeah, they're used to it. I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but still, I mean, the ship is there. It's a big ship. They gotta operate it.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, but
believe me, I got a 42-foot boat. That's all I do.
It's absolutely the same thing. That's true.
I don't know, but they're sitting. That would be hard because I understand that they go off to sea and they're out there for months at a time, but at least they're stopping in different ports and they're seeing different things. This one, they're stuck here for 2 months looking at the same bridge.
Look at Baltimore.
Their big mistake.
Wish we could go into the harbor, have some crabs.
Really. You can't even do that.
Right.
And the other thing, too, is you can see all the crab restaurants and probably even smell them, too.
I mean, that would make me crazy.
Like, oh, it drives you crazy. But you're I don't feel bad for them. They hit the bridge and knocked it down, so too bad.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Well, at least they called ahead. It could have been a lot worse, as they say. They were able to get people off of the bridge, but it's like being Sean Connery in Hunt for Red October on that boat for 2 months. That's crazy. We get going this morning with John Bon Jovi. Listen, I know we're a couple of days behind here, but Rochelle and I taped American Idol from tonight, the finale. This was the most watched finale since 2015, 9 years ago, believe it or not.
Yeah, that girl, people love that girl.
Abby Carter was the winner. What are you laughing about?
We didn't tape anything. We stream everything, and it's just available to
us. All right, it's on demand. Okay.
So now
my point is we didn't watch it live when it was on Sunday, and now it's Tuesday. That's what I'm trying to say.
You set the DVR?
Set that DVR.
No, the VCR?
No, there was no CR or anything, but we watched the thing on Hulu, all right? My point is we're a day behind, and we were trying to watch it back last night because obviously you wake up in the morning and everybody's already posted what the winner is, and if you're watching the show, it ruins it for you if you're a day behind.
But, and if you're friends with Michelle Amabile on Facebook, all spoilers are gone.
I mean, she's sitting there with her finger over the send button ready to go when something in this world happens, which I guess is fine. But anyway, we're watching the thing back, and John Bon Jovi, our own John Bon Jovi, was the coach and performed his new song, Legendary.
Really
did you see a little bit of it? It was great.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, I shut it off at some point because you could tell just the way that they were hyping up that girl, what's her name, Abby?
Abby Carter.
Yeah. The way they were hyping her. Did you watch it yet?
We did.
We saw her. The two performances were still not at the end.
And at the Well, at the end of it. But I mean, in the beginning when she did that first one, they're crying. They're all standing up. Everybody's clapping. I'm thinking, boy, do they really want this girl to win?
Well, you also have to remember it's taped in California, and that's where she's from. So the audience, if you wanted to get tickets, not only do they allow her family, but I mean, that's where she's from. So it's.
But I tell you what, they showed her her hometown there, which I guess is near Palm Springs, and she did. She had a couple of thousand people show up for her, and the other kid, and then the cowboy guy. He had like two guys with a sign in front of the Walmart, like, "Hey, buddy."
No, he had a lot of people.
Did you notice that? And the way they were shooting it, they were trying to make it look like there was a lot of people there, and there was nobody there.
There nobody there. So at least the other two kids had a few people. But I don't know. I was looking back at the list. Like I said, this is the most watched, so maybe this girl will do better than some of the others. Most watched in 9 years. But I'm looking back at the list. There was Noah Thompson, nothing. Chase Beckham, nothing.
Yeah.
Just Sam, nothing. Maddie Pope, sounds familiar, but nothing. Caleb Johnson, nothing. Candace Glover, nothing. You got to go back to...
I don't remember any of these names.
No.
Chris Allen, I guess. David Cook, they did okay for a minute there. Jordan Sparks really is the last one that's had a big successful career for any period of time. But really, when you look at it, it's Carey and Kelly, and that's really the only ones. And then people that didn't win, like Jennifer Hudson.
Right.
There's really a few of those. Yeah.
There's a couple of those. But
the Queen guy, too, right? Wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. He was. Adam Lambert. Yeah, he was on there. I forgot about that. Well, he's tall. We ran into him at a show a couple of years ago. Guy's like 6'7". He's bigger than me.
Really?
Yeah, he also wears those big platform shoes.
Oh, was that it? Oh.
But he is very tall. He's a very tall, like, beautiful man.
He looked like Gumby walking down the hallway.
Yeah, he can sing.
Hey, Gumby, where's that little horse you always get with you? All right. Beautiful yesterday. I heard Kane call it a glorious day, and I think he was absolutely, really, it was just a perfect day because it was really hot, nice. But there was just a little breeze to cool you down. Mm-hmm. I think we're talking about more of the hot and humid stuff the next few days. So
that's okay.
Yesterday, if you like nice weather but not hot weather,
yeah.
Yesterday might have been even better than today for you. But I haven't gotten any memo about the pool in our community, whether or not it's opening up. It's supposed to open up Friday. I don't know.
Well, I walked by it yesterday. It doesn't look ready.
I haven't heard anything about anything.
They better get out there and clean it.
We'll see. Yeah. By the way, I just got a note here, a text message in. We were talking about Meryl Streep. She's from Summit. Did you know that? I didn't realize she was.
I didn't know where in Jersey, but I knew she was from Jersey.
I didn't realize she was a Jersey girl.
Yeah, born here.
That's true.
Yeah.
On the way this morning, we'll do the food file. We'll do the Fast Five. We'll do Horrible Scopes. We'll do the birthdays.
Yes.
We'll do what he said.
He said.
At 7:50. There's some tickets, knuckleheads in the news at 7:10 to go see Jay Leno. He's going to be at the State Theater. Jay will be checking in with us later today on Zoom. We'll get that posted if you follow us on the socials, and we'll have that for you on the radio as well tomorrow morning. I'll tell you what, we haven't had as many winners as I was hoping. This turned out to be a tougher game than we thought it would be. Cartoon Cash, you got to be listening to hear your license plate and call us back. If you hear it, you qualify for $10,000, and you win a little check just for getting through. So we'll do that after 8 o'clock this morning. Right now, time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, your CBUB. Each morning about 6:20, 8:35, we hear from local businesses, organizations, community groups, charities, putting on events, trying to do some good in the community. And we'd like to spread the word here. Let us know about it. You got something you want mentioned, you can text it in. You can message us on Facebook. You can get right through 1071theboss.com, where you always get a complete list of both community events and where the Boss Roadie is going to be on tour.
The Community Bulletin Board is powered by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic. If you're ready to lose weight once and for all, call 1-800-267-GOLD to schedule your first appointment. JerseyWeightLossClinic.com for all the details.
You can follow them and see all those weird videos of Michelle's feet.
Yes.
It's like, Michelle, taking pictures of your feet. Just show us the scale.
She looks good, though. She's doing a good job.
The client doesn't want your feet. They just want to see that you're losing weight. And she is. But her toes are in the picture.
Mm-hmm. Not a foot person.
I bring this up because everybody here at Boss HQ has been talking about, did you see the thing with Michelle's feet? I saw it. It was weird. Why would she do that? I don't know why she did it, but you know.
Leave Michelle alone. She's not here to defend herself. That's not fair.
She wouldn't if she was here anyway.
No, she wouldn't. She would just laugh. She wouldn't.
No, I think she'd be, should I delete it? No, it's fine. We're just kidding. She's off this week as well, so.
Yeah.
But she will be back, as all the crew will be, for Friday. Here we go. It's the Summer Blast-Off Spectacular, number 31, all presented by 1-800-AUTOLAND. It ain't summer till Joe kicks off summer. And that's just part of the day, live from the Crab's Claw in Route 35 North and Lavalette right there on the beach. It starts at 6 a.m., live performances from John Cafferty, the Beaver Brown Band. We just put up the run of events.
Yes.
John will be on at 9:15 in the morning. A lot of questions about that. Gary U.S. Bonds performs at 12:15. The Captain and O'Neill, our buddy Mike Rocket, does a new version of his Going to the Jersey Shore song every summer for us, so it'll be a huge day. A lot of surprises. All start 6 a.m. on Friday morning, and this weekend, Saturday, noon to 2, Jersey Shore Food Truck Festival at Monmouth Park. I'll be out there at noontime sampling lobster rolls and tacos and lots of great boss prizes. We'll be signing you up to win $10,000. Give us your license plate. We'll do it again on Sunday, too. Going to be at Ashley of Freehold for their big Memorial Day weekend event right there on Trotter's Way by the mall. That's Sunday the 26th, starting at noontime. The 2024 West End Art Gallery is opening on June the 8th and runs through November, located West End area, a section of Long Branch. It's an exhibition featuring artists from the entire area in four distinctly different exhibits that will delight the visual arts audiences with their unique perspective.
Ooh.
It's a lot of letters for the sign, isn't it?
Very.
Yes. Tickets and info, njrep.org. Saturday Night Show is happening this Saturday at the Albert Music Hall in Weirtown. There'll be snacks, gifts, a 50-50 raffle, stage show, music, alberthall.org for the details on the big event. And here we go, the star of Hamilton, Leslie Odom Jr. Going to be over at the Basie.
Aaron Burr, sir.
Is that him, right? He's Aaron Burr. Burr when he was in the Broadway production. And he'll be doing, I imagine, some songs from Hamilton and more.
Yes.
Our friend John Venna put on that show. Tickets available now, thebasie.org, for details and information. And there you are, a couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning in your friendly local neighborhood, CBB, the CBUB, the Community Bulletin Board. I was just reading this article, interview with Meryl Streep. You know who I'm talking about, Meryl Streep.
Of course.
Somehow our most, I shouldn't say somehow, I guess that's, I don't know why I say somehow, but I guess it does surprise me every time I read that she is probably our most beloved awarded actress. I'm not sure she's been in the highest grossing films. There might be an actress that has, it might be Scarlett Johansson has been in more films that have grossed more money because she was in all those Marvel movies, you know?
Yeah, I am.
But Meryl Streep, I think when you think of you know our best actress, she might be the first name that comes up. Maybe Julia Roberts. I'm trying to think
Julia
of which
Roberts.
Which actresses might be held in that highest of esteem. But anyhow, there's a profile on her, and she's interviewed, and she says she thinks there's too much sex in movies where people are having sex, people are getting naked. She says she thinks the sexiest love scene she's ever been a part of and that she's ever seen is the one she did with the lovely Robert Redford in the 1985 movie Out of Africa. If you remember, there's a scene where she's going to wash her hair and then he comes up behind her and starts caressing her shoulders and washing her hair for her. And there's maybe a little nudging and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
but there's
not,
they're not making out. They're not petting. They're not getting naked. They're not doing the deed. They're just kind of caressing each other, washing her hair. She thinks that's the sexiest scene in the history of movies.
In the history of movies?
Well, she said it's the sexiest scene she's ever seen. And she said certainly that I've ever been a part of. Because remember, she did a sex scene in, what's the one where she's with Alec Baldwin
it's
and Steve
complicated.
Martin? Complicated. Complicated, yeah. Diane Keaton's in that movie.
That's what I was thinking, because I do recall that movie, and I do recall there being...
I call it People Over 60 Banging.
Yeah.
that's what they should have called that movie, because that's what it was.
I don't think she did it. I'm trying to think. She was in Death Becomes Her.
Have we ever seen Meryl Streep naked? I don't think so. Actually, you know what? You remember that movie that came out during COVID with Leo that was about the end of the world and everybody was buzzing about it for about a hot second there?
Oh, yeah.
She's naked in that movie. Remember, we see her
but
from
she's
behind.
She's not having sex.
No sex. She's just naked going to the spaceship or whatever it was. And it was a crazy movie.
Yeah, that was a really weird movie.
So we don't see Meryl naked on camera, so I guess she's true to what she says. She believes sensual is sexier than sex.
And I don't necessarily disagree with her. Yeah. I mean, the whole point of a movie is it's supposed to be... It's supposed to be something make-believe, and you're supposed to use your own fantasy. So, I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with
her. I think a TV and movie, when they're showing you more than just, okay, I get it, they're going to do it now.
Right.
It's gratuitous.
It gets just to be...
There's no reason for it, unless you're watching a porno when you're watching something to watch. You know what I'm saying? If you're putting on a porno, we know why you're putting on a porno.
But if you're watching
just a movie and there's a scene where two people... You don't need to see very much because you're like, I got it. They're together. You know what I mean? It's gratuitous otherwise. It's like a scene where there's too much dialogue. I don't need to watch them start fondling each other. I got it.
I mean, sometimes it's fun to watch, though. You clearly aren't watching Bridgerton.
No, I'm not. I'm not watching Bridgerton, and I've never seen Meryl Streep naked. Well, except for her backside.
Which, booty.
Lucky me.
Except for her backside.
Waiting for the weekend to come. I'm gonna get my drinking on. Throw some hot dogs on the grill. I'm gonna eat until I make myself ill. Waiting on Memorial Day. I'll take off my shirt and scare the neighbors away. Waiting on Memorial Day. One hour at a time. Don't need no fancy boat or lake house. Don't need no expensive swimwear. I plan to spend the next 3 days now passed out in a folding chair. Waiting on Memorial Day. How many 12-ounce cans can I put away? Waiting on Memorial Day, 1 hour at a time.
Time to time, we have enough stories trending about food, beverage of all varieties, from the protein to the vegetarian diet to the, what's that, caveman diet?
That's a
the
thing.
The paleo.
Yeah.
Drinks of the caffeinated, sugary, H2O, the boozers. We do them all right here.
Food file, excellent. It's food file. Not much substance, just doing this crap at the beginning.
I know. Not much going on. No, that's not true. We have a bunch of stories here trending about food and drink.
And we're getting into barbecue season.
Yes.
It's a big time for food this weekend.
Are you? Are you getting into barbecue season?
Yes, we are.
Pasta salad season, beer season.
Also, as you know, I just like hitting this button.
Yes, I know.
Time for the food file. Dolly Parton has paired. Oh, I bet she has. With Krispy Kreme to create four new donut innovations.
Ooh.
This coming Saturday, you get a free donut if you show up to a Krispy Kreme store looking like Dolly Parton or you sing one of her songs.
That's awesome.
I wonder if you get an extra donut if you're just a fat guy dressed up like Dolly Parton.
This is my Dolly outfit.
Man, those boobs are bigger than Dolly's.
Oh, my gosh.
Larry, then we just have a story. There's a new Krispy Kreme that's coming to Lakewood, is it?
Yeah, it's not going to be open until next year, I believe. Oh. But, yeah, I mean, it's okay.
Better camp out now.
Yeah, get your Dolly donut.
You'll be the first one there and that little red light turns on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so good.
They don't specify exactly what the donut innovations are here.
I'm sure we could go online and look.
Think they have a little cherry right on top?
No, my guess is they're probably... their southern style.
Oh, that would make sense.
Like a peach
it?
Cobbler yeah. or a blueberry pie, something along those lines.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but Dolly Parton has enormous
Okay, you can't say that. Don't say that.
I can, and I did.
Don't do that. Come on.
Big old honkers.
This is the food file.
Ugh.
I should be ashamed of myself, shouldn't
yes,
I?
Yes, you should.
It's the food file. Taco sandwiches. I know you're very passionate about the taco.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wanted to open a Mexican restaurant in a strip mall, but a contract said he could only do made-to-order sandwiches.
Okay.
He sued, claiming that tacos and burritos are sandwiches.
Okay.
The judge agreed. I guess there was a competing taco place that said, this guy's supposed to be doing sandwiches. That's a breach of contract. Or a taco place. Judge said, nope. Made-to-order sandwiches could be a taco because you're putting two pieces of...
bread?
Yeah, I guess it's not really bread, but I'm saying two pieces of carbs together with... substance in between, that's a made-to-order sandwich.
I mean, I guess, because you would consider if you had a wrap, like a chicken Caesar wrap, that's
really
a sandwich.
No different than a taco.
I don't know if I'd call a taco a sandwich. I don't. Maybe a burrito. I don't know.
Not
I
the
don't
judges
know.
In Indiana have more important things to rule on. I mean, there's a lot going on in this world. We got a fight between competing taco places. Maybe this is a important. Spite store. Maybe that's what it is.
It's
that's a thing.
Spite taco store.
That's a thing now. Get your pig taco, your Dolly donuts. You're ready to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Pizza Hut's officially entering the hamburger business. They have what some are calling a bizarre menu mashup, the cheeseburger melt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a handheld item, Parmesan-coasted thin and crispy crust, folded over what you'd expect from a hamburger, the beef, bacon, onions, tomato, lettuce. Then they add the mozzarella cheddar cheese and serve with a dipping sauce on the side.
That sounds pretty good.
It does. At first, I was saying, why would Pizza Hut dilute their brand?
Yeah.
This is like, as you know, I always get irritated that there are radio companies that seem more interested in their websites
right.
and their Facebook page
right,
than
right.
hiring a guy to play music and be entertaining on the radio. And I would say the same thing of Pizza Hut. You're successful. You're a Pizza Hut.
Right.
Why are you making burgers?
Why would you
try that? When you're making the burgers, smush it and throwing
like
it on top
pizza.
Of a pizza, it's a burger pizza.
It's a burger pizza.
So you're just branching out with what kind of pizza you serve. I think it's a great idea.
It kind of sounds more like a calzone than a pizza,
yeah.
but I can still be on board with that. I don't hate that.
It's not stuffed, though, per se.
Oh, it's not stuffed. It's open-faced. Okay. I don't know. It seems messy. I think that's my biggest problem with it. It seems very messy.
Can I have a cheeseburger? Cheeseburger?
Sure.
Hail Pizza Hut's royal masterpiece, the new Crown Crust Pizza.
It's their first ad that they've released online. People seem excited about it. It seems pretty positive. I'm reading through some of the comments. There's nobody, amazingly, there's no trolls. Everybody seems pretty happy. I mean, what can... be wrong with a cheeseburger melt pizza?
The issue could be the quality of the beef that they're using.
Well,
for
that's
the
a
burger.
Whole different discussion. Lower your expectations, lady. You're going to Pizza Hut, okay? This is not Bobby Flay's restaurant, all right?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
There's an Instacart driver in Georgia getting attention after she claimed in a TikTok video that a food order she picked up was supposed to be delivered to a prison as a death row inmate's last meal.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Chrysalee Farley received the request for a large wing platter potato wedges. She went to Publix, Joe's favorite store when he's down south, to pick this up. Said they took the order to the recipient address, realized she was going to the Georgia Classification State Prison in Jackson. Isn't that like the Johnny Cash song?
I think so, yeah.
Where the male death row inmates are housed in the state of Georgia. That's
wow.
a little spooky, huh?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
This man from prison, I ordered him a whole platter of wings. And them folks told me to turn it right back around because he could not have this. Look at this. I just left the prison. They told me to turn it back around and donate it to somebody else.
Okay, so I see. Because I was thinking at first there was some prison guard that went, oh, we forgot to order the guy's last meal. Sorry, warden.
See, they Instacarted it.
But instead, this was someone from the inside that was trying to order the guy a last meal, and that's not how it works.
No,
so.
You don't get your last meal, sir.
So you would just never assume that you would encounter that as an Instacart, a DoorDasher.
No.
Like, what if the morgue is calling up, we need to, I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
Yeah, I'm not bringing you your chicken wings.
I guess I'll leave him at the curb and just speed off.
I would imagine the biggest problem would be she can't bring anything from the outside into the prison
right.
anyway. So, I mean, even
right.
if it is a last meal, they have to make it there, don't they?
I think that's what it is.
I don't know.
I don't know who would have, one of the other inmates, they don't get phones, do they? Well, I guess they get phone privileges.
he he used his last call to call Instacart and order chicken wings.
What the
and
hell
then
does,
he did, and then he didn't get his chicken wings.
Man, it's what the hell's he got to lose at this point? How depressing a story is that?
That's very well. I mean, you know, he's obviously on death row for a reason. So I don't know how bad I feel.
Let's not
for
feel
him.
Too bad for the murderer.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer's hungry. Are right, you going to like this? Jell-O has announced Girl Scout pudding cups.
Okay.
They'll be available in all your favorite Girl Scout cookie flavors like coconut caramel and Thin Mints, baby.
Say no more. I'm in. I'm buy them. Stock up. I love them.
Ready for this? Turn up the bass on your radio a little bit when I say Samoa.
Oh, yes.
As a pudding pop from Jell-O.
That sounds really good.
Whatever you do, though, don't hire Bill Cosby to be the spokesperson, okay?
Oh, too soon. Still too soon.
Let's not bring him back.
No.
I didn't know this. May is American Cheese Month. We're celebrating all cheeses made in the USA, not just American cheese, but all American-made.
All the cheeses.
Cheeses. Mash.com is ranked the unhealthiest cheeses. American is number one. It's a highly processed cheese.
Oh, American cheese. Okay. Like Kraft singles. Okay.
Mascarpone is number two.
Okay.
Brie, grated Parmesan, prepackaged shredded cheese. Any cheese that comes in a can or a jar.
Dang it. I love Cheese Whiz.
Cheese Whiz is not good for you? Shocker.
Hey, I don't see cream cheese on that list, so I'll take that.
I'll tell you what, you're a guy in death row, you give him a little whiz. What does he care?
Right.
No problem. I'll clog the arteries all I want.
Live
I got nothing
up
to lose. All right, and finally, there's a tiny taco stand in Mexico City that, believe it or not, has gotten a Michelin star for excellence in food preparation. The place is just 10 by 10, 10 feet by 10 feet. Chef's been there 20 years. Says the secret is he keeps it simple. He just makes tortillas with salsa and a little meat, and that's it.
Well,
Michelin
good.
Chefs now get to wear special long-sleeve white jackets. He said he's not going to wear his because it's Mexico City and it's hot.
Yeah, right. You're not going to sit in a food truck in a long-sleeve jacket.
But he's got the jacket hanging up in the truck.
Good for him.
10 by 10. Michelin star. So there. So we're dining at a five-star Michelin food truck in Mexico City.
Now instead of charging $9 for his taco, he can charge $23 for his taco. It'll be great.
With a dollop of Grey Poupon. Ooh!
Have you ever been to a Michelin star restaurant?
Clearly not. Clearly not. Ignoramus. Food file. Excellent. The food file.
That's my line.
It's an abbreviated sports page today, isn't it? Are we paying you for a full sports page? Because it seemed a little abbreviated to me, but all right. Quiet night, I guess. Monday night was quiet.
Yeah.
So a shorter sports page on Tuesday.
Maybe.
After 7 this morning, about 7:10, knuckleheads in the news. Tickets to go see Jay Leno. Yeah, that Jay Leno.
Yeah.
The State Theater. We'll do that about 7:10. And now here he is, the boss with the hot sauce. Looking ahead of the weekend, horrible scopes. It's Uncle Ross Bretain.
Aries, early today, it can be challenging to develop a steady pace, but later on, you can tap into straightforward and productive energy for work, money, business, and practical affairs. Your choices are reasonable. The more productive you are, the better you feel.
Fine.
Taurus, the day begins with some restlessness, but it's manageable as long as you avoid making big changes impatiently.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, a hobby or a romance can have a powerful effect on you.
Wow.
And dedication to something or someone you love motivates and drives you.
Tap this.
Gemini, early today, impatience can trick you into thinking you should jump into decisions, but it's not the time to rush into things. As the day advances, you may be helping others out, and you can feel pleasantly devoted to someone or a pet project or a plan or project that gets you going.
Olivia Newton-John.
Cancer. Early today, energies are a little too impatient to make good decisions, but as the day advances, you see the value of being patient. Working solidly towards a personal happiness or a group goal can be fruitful and fulfilling as the day progresses.
Mm.
Insights can come quite magically, too. Leo, early today is not the time to jump into something without first considering all the facts.
No.
Later on, transits help you tap into more straightforward and productive energy for work, money, business, and practical affairs.
Mm.
It's a good time to center yourself and channel your energy creatively.
Wow.
Virgo, the moon spends the day in your communication sector, encouraging you to reach out and connect with others around you. It can be a good time for gentle discipline. You might enjoy a confidence or motivation boost from sharing ideas with others or supporting a friend. Libra, energies early today can leave you feeling restless, but as the day advances, transits encourage you to be productive despite complex feelings. In fact, you're in an excellent position to build trust in an intimate or close relationship and add some structure to your domestic life. Scorpio, as the day advances, complex relationship dynamics become less of a concern as you focus more on being productive. Early day impatience gives way to a strategic mindset. In fact, it's a good time to make reasonable and informed decisions in relationships.
Wow.
Sagittarius, as the day advances, you're paying a little more attention to your hunches or dreams, and you can gain some excellent insight into health or work matters. Current transits seem to put you in the right place for reinforcement, support, or recognition. Capricorn, transits today can help you pace yourself as the day advances, particularly with creative pursuits. Mm. In fact, it can be a good time for gentle discipline or boundary building. You're likely to let go of tension and pour your energy into projects over which you have more control.
Uh-huh.
Aquarius, life can demand a lot from you in the first half of the day, but it's hard to focus. Later on, you're inclined to seek out productive and constructive activities. Building relationships with family can be in focus. Your ambitions are building, and your to-do list is filling up.
And
finally, Pisces.
Finally.
The day begins with ambition, but a lack of a clear plan. Partnering up to get something done might be productive. You prefer to focus on building up your relationships or projects. It's a time to discover satisfying ways to bring more balance to a friendship or partnership.
Ooh.
And those are your Tuesday horrible scopes.
How you doing? Thanks, Ross. I have a little addendum to the food file, if you wouldn't mind.
These are on the
most searched ice creams, both nationwide, according to Google Trends, and here in the Great Garden State. Baskin-Robbins, most searched in the entire country.
That makes sense. I mean, because not only are you trying to find a Baskin-Robbins, but then you want to know what the flavors they have.
Yep. So Ben and Jerry's comes in number two.
Sure. Same thing.
In New Jersey, it's the number three. The number one here is the number three nationwide. That's Breyers.
Oh, okay.
Haagen-Dazs comes in number four, but Breyers number one here. The number one local ice cream here is the original Rich's. Rich's of New Jersey, which I've heard of it. I've seen it in the store, but we have not tried that. So a couple ice cream flavors you might want to try.
I don't know that I've ever Googled an ice cream.
I just buy it. I don't Google it.
Well, when you go down the little frozen food aisle and you're looking at the ice creams that you can buy, I mean, that's tough enough. I don't need to Google every single one because I will never leave the aisle. I'll be there all day long.
I used to love the Haagen-Dazs. When I was a kid, I used to get those every Tuesday. I don't know if you know this, but I used to take karate. And then after karate class, I'd go and have myself a little Haagen-Dazs ice cream bar from the gas station.
Well, that's very nice.
Those are delicious. I guess this would be another addendum to the food file article in Business Insider. I never leave home without it, you know. They've recently put out their list of the most commonly mispronounced desserts.
Oh, okay.
So I see crepes, and they say it's crepes.
Crepes?
So they say crepes. It's not crepes. They say it's
really?
The correct pronunciation is crepes. Croissant.
A croissant.
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 So
I'm not French.
Croissant. So croissant. A beignet. People say beignet, I guess. It's beignet. Yeah, beignet.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, look, I did that one right, I guess. Beignet, not beignet. Dulce de leche. It's dulce de leche.
No, it's dulce de leche.
That's what I thought.
No, that's not right.
How about the cherries? Maraschino cherries?
Maraschino?
Maraschino.
No. Seriously?
According to Business Insider, that's the deal.
It's still a maraschino cherry.
What was the one again? Croissant.
Croissant.
Can I have a croissant? Croissant.
Don't go into a bakery and ask for a croissant.
I have a croissant.
It's a croissant. You can make them out of a Pillsbury tube. It's a croissant. You pop the tube open, you roll them up, you put them in the oven.
And I got to mention this, you know, we've had this story on for, I don't know, a couple of years now. We've been following this. Every year, the people of Kyle, Texas. Remember this? They attempt to gather enough Kyles to break the same name world record. That's to have the most people named Kyle gathered in one place all at the same time.
Hmm.
Well, they tried again this past Saturday, and I regret to inform you they did not break the record. They failed yet again. They only had 706 guys named Kyle show up.
Wow.
Yep. The world record, believe it or not, is held by a small town in Bosnia. Who would have thought we have so many people named Kyle in Bosnia?
Yeah, that's weird.
2,325. That is the world record. in 2017.
That's a lot. They're like way under the record.
They broke the record. Yeah, the most Kyle Texas has ever done is 1,490. They tried again to get the 2,325, and they only got 706 people. So unfortunately, for little Kyle Texas, their claim to fame fails again.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Guinness people
failed
get,
miserably.
Yeah.
Do you think they get annoyed when they come out there to see if they're going to break the record and they don't get anywhere?
Not at all.
It?
I think that's a great gig. I think you get a car, you get a company card, you get a pension. They put you up at a little Days Inn. You go out there, have a little barbecue in Kyle, Texas, and then you do the thing. And it's like, oh well, now I'm on my way home. Get a little vacation out of it. Everything's bigger in Texas except for the Kyle Festival.
And
the Motel 6.
Listen, they're leaving the light on for you. You know what I mean? Rochelle said, I'm going to take advantage of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Last night about 6 o'clock, her and one of her neighbors, one of her girlfriends, said we're going to go for a little walk around the community. I said, oh, okay. And then I hear from the kitchen, there's the blenders going. She's got the ice machine going. It's like, what are you doing? And she said, oh, we're going to do what we call a margarita walk.
Yeah.
So first I learned there's something called the hot girl walk.
Uh-huh.
This is where a group of women get together and they're all feeling good about themselves. They're a bunch of hot girls. This is a thing.
Hot girl walk, yep.
Now we're doing a margarita walk where you're drinking margaritas out of a sippy cup while walking around the area. I feel like that defeats the purpose of exercising because there's a lot of sugar, a lot of calories in
just
margaritas.
It just weighs it out. It's okay. I mean, it's like, it just balances out what you're doing there.
Yeah.
Joe, apparently you're familiar with this. You knew immediately what I was going to say.
Well, I do know that when, for instance, if you have a piece of coffee cake for breakfast, and if you have a piece of fruit with it, one cancels the other out, so you're good.
Yeah. No, I'm saying Rochelle said I'm going for a walk, and then I hear the blender, and you knew immediately that she was making cocktails for the walk.
Oh, that. Oh, absolutely. Oh, there's no way she's walking without a drink in her hand.
I would never think to do such a thing.
Why not?
Because you're not supposed to
do that.
You're not supposed to drink in public. Shame on you.
It was in a cup. Nobody knew.
Well, just because they didn't know doesn't mean that means you're getting away with the crime. That's just like if you hide the body, that'd mean you didn't kill a guy, you know?
You ever drive by a playground in the middle of the day and see some of the moms out there with their kids?
Well, I know Kermit doesn't because he's not allowed within 100 feet of a playground, but...
Okay, that was unnecessary. But you know what? With the... And you see they all have the little, Stanley cups?
Uh-huh. Yes.
That's not water.
It's not water in there, huh?
No.
Not usually. Especially if it's after 4 or 5 o'clock, kids are back.
4 or 5 o'clock, particularly later in the week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mommy, can you help me? Just a second, honey.
The best is when the kids ask for a sip because they think it's water, and you say,
water.
No.
Whoops.
Nope, you can't. No. This one's mommy's juice. You can't have this.
Mommy juice. No, you can't have that.
And it's at City Water in Neptune. It's just got a funny tang to it. You know what I mean?
No. We'll get you the Capri Sun.
We remember my mother used to say, no, it's medicine, Joseph.
Hey, you won't want this. You don't like it. It's spicy.
God bless her. He was texting you last night. We'll get into this later, but we were having a lunch, and I mentioned that Kermit has a drinking problem, and you went, that's not nice. He doesn't have a drinking problem. I said, well, I just mean to say that he's often, despite the fact he has a wife and kids at home, out boozing on a Monday.
Yeah.
And I think that was the case last night because he, out of the blue, at like 8 o'clock at night, texted and said, I'm going to order nothing but Appletinis for Robbie at the Blast Off and get him stupid.
Yeah.
And like, he's not going to do that.
First of all, you would never drink an Appletini. Yeah,
right. Thank you very much.
And second of all, he's not going to drink while he's on the air. I said, Robbie's a workaholic. Do you not know this, Brian? That's not going to happen.
But why would I do so? I mean, even if I wanted to, I mean, it's going to make me tired. Would I do a shot and say salute to the queen? Sure. But I'm not going to drink an Appletini. I mean,
it was a very strange question.
Well, everything he does is strange. I mean, that's the bottom line. But I don't think I was out of line by telling people that he's out boozing. You know, it's a bit of a problem when you're boozing on a Monday night to the point you're texting people about Appletinis 5 days from now. Something's wrong with you. Clearly.
Now, a reading of the Dr. Seuss classic, Bleach Blonde Bad Build Butch Body.
With a trailer park flair and a trailer park grace, her trailer park hair and a trailer park face, this Georgia Bulldog's a real firecracker. This Georgia Bulldog's built like a linebacker. The big lies she tells is not election based. It's the fact that the curtains don't match the drapes. Her teeth she'll gnash, like Hulk she will smash. She's the poster child for all things white trash. She's a bleach blonde, bad build, butch body. She talks Illuminati, sneers at glitterati. In Congress, she is naughty. Rednecks say she's a hottie. With her body so squatty, could deadlift a Maserati. She's a bleach blonde, bad build, butch body.
Welcome to a Tuesday morning, May the 21st, 2024. Once again, we have people out of power here in the great Garden State.
Oh, no.
This time it's in Elizabeth, not far from the airport. Apparently a freight train, it's not a passenger train, but a train carrying freight to the airport, hit overhead wires in Elizabeth. A couple of hundred people without power since last evening. And once again, I'm challenging the president of JCP&L to come on here and to explain what's going on. Now, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, as you know. This is President James V. Feckelt. He's the president of Jersey Central Light and Power Company. James should come on here and discuss the infrastructure of his company there, because I understand that's an incident where the train hits the wires and they go out, but how, are they really as high up as they should be to avoid this? Are we doing everything we can, taking
control
every
of that?
Precaution? Well, I want to talk about it, Jim. Let me know.
All right.
And if I'm wrong, then it's not that they just half-ass everything. If I'm wrong, then I will eat crow and that'd be fine. But I want to hear from him, because I think it's just not right how often power goes out for a variety of reasons. Here around the state. It just doesn't make sense to me. And I understand this is an accident where the train hit those wires, but you're telling me that nobody thought to get the wires the hell out of the way such that if a train has a malfunction, it doesn't knock power out for the good customers, the good people who reside in the city of Elizabeth?
I don't disagree.
Or wherever it were to happen?
I don't disagree with you, but I don't know that that infrastructure was created when he was made president.
All right, so Jim should tell me, yeah, great, if we had $100 million, we'd move the wires. That would be a good answer. And then I'll start complaining that Phil doesn't know how to manage the budget. That's what I'll do. But if it turns out that they're just saying, well, it's good enough, then I will continue to have a problem with James Feckelt. Jimmy boy.
Okay.
The president of JCP&L. And I have nothing, I don't live in Elizabeth. I'm not going to Elizabeth.
No.
I try and avoid it, to be honest with you. But I certainly know that there are people that do live and listen there, and so I feel for them this morning, because I've gone through just the same, and perhaps even more maddeningly so, because it happens for no reason all the time in our little neck of the woods over in Old Bridge.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it happened in Long Branch the other day. It happens all over the area. So I want to know what the hell is going on. And again, if his answer is, I just don't have the resources to do my job, or, listen, we get by best we can, but everything was built 80 years ago, what do you expect? Fine. And I'll say, well, thank you, Jimmy. And then I'll blame the legislature for not properly funding the infrastructure needed to keep the power on for the people of this state.
Okay.
But if it turns out that they're just getting by and collecting their golden parachute, well, then I got a problem with Jimmy over there. Jimmy boy. Jimmy boy and Philly boy.
Wow.
All right?
That was quite a rant.
It's not a rant at all. That's just how I feel. And I happen to see the story. Once again, there is a community within our listening area. Well, I guess everywhere is our listening area, because people have the app now. You don't just have to listen over the radio. But anyway, there's people here in this state that are without power this morning. There seems to always be a community, a couple hundred people, and their day's ruined. Because, again, I sympathize with them. I know how horrible that is to wake up.
It is.
And that loss of control, that sense of, gosh, everything. And then it comes back, and it's almost worse when the power immediately, right in the aftermath of it, because then you got to go and set all the clocks again and say, oh, geez, this thing was set. Now the coffee pot's not going to make my coffee, and on you go. It's terrible, and I am sick of it.
It is unsettling. To have your power go out
when it's
nice out, you don't understand why it went out. If there's a storm and it's windy, then you do understand. But you wake up in the middle of the night and your fan's not working and you're sweating.
Yeah. Or in the winter, the other way around, where you're freezing cold, same sort of thing. Or you lose your produce or your freezer or whatever it is. You know,
I do understand, but I do also think that you get more frustrated by this type of thing
than the average person?
Probably. Because, I mean, most of the time, I shouldn't say most of the time, but a lot of the time when the power goes out and it's an accident like that, they have it back up within a couple hours.
A couple hours is a long time.
It's a long time.
If we were off the air for a couple hours, I'd be very upset with our engineering crew. And I'll tell you what, those guys get us back. I mean, unless it's a crisis, unless the damn tower falls down, they got us back on within seconds. If we can do it, the state can do it.
I hear you, and I understand what you're saying, and I don't think that you're wrong, but I'm just saying when our power goes out, and it does go a lot.
Yes, it does.
For you, I think it feels like, first of all, a personal attack, and second of all, like the entire world is going to end because you don't have power and it's going to be out forever. And it's just, and then once it comes back on, it's going to go back out. So the whole night is ruined. So like I think most people that feeling doesn't always happen.
Fine. Couple of things here. First of all, I understand most people have a productive, healthy life in which they have priorities and things they care about. And I don't. There's something wrong with me. And gosh, I hope that isn't the case for you. And I understand that. Okay. Hang on a second. Captain Richard's texting me here. Uh-oh. He says, the power company in Elizabeth is Public Service Electric and Gas. So I guess that has nothing to do with Jimmy Boy. I thought JCP&L did that too. All right, Captain Rich, fine enough, because he's up there. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Nonetheless, so, you know, here's what we do. We get a panel. We get a little round table of all the guys that handle power in the whole state. Okay. So let's do that. But
what are they going to do?
I mean, now Captain Rich threw me all off. Now you just put a dart right through everything I was just saying, because I was ready to rail against this guy. Uh-huh. Now you threw a dart right in the middle
fault.
Of it.
Not his fault.
I understand other people are not thinking about this all the time, but I am thinking about this stuff. So I'm here as an advocate for the common man.
Okay. Well, good job.
Well, now I forget what the hell else I was going to say because it just.
Rant over then.
This is why they say politicians all need a teleprompter, because otherwise you forget what the hell you're talking about.
Mm-hmm,
so.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to the people of Elizabeth without power this morning.
Yeah, that is a bummer.
Actually, it's not all of them. It's just a couple hundred, but still unacceptable.
Yeah.
Could be worse. You could be in the state of West Virginia. Candidate there was running for Secretary of State. They just had their primary. He lost.
Oh.
Guy named Doug Scaff. I don't know anything about him. That's not the reason I bring this up, but he ended up in the hospital because just before the election day last week, he was bitten by a copperhead snake.
Oh, gosh.
Matter of fact, he was bitten by two copperhead snakes that he encountered out in the woods. He was putting up campaign signs, you know, along a wooded area there by the highway. And you know, it's mostly rural in West Virginia. Got bit twice by two different snakes in the ankle. He's expected to remain in the hospital a couple more days till he recovers. Unfortunately for him, though, he lost the primary after all that hard work. So,
oh, he should have used that. Where was his campaign manager? That was gold right there.
Teddy Roosevelt got shot and kept giving a speech. This guy, couple of copperhead snake bites to the ankle. He's out of commission. He might have deserved to lose.
Can okay, come on.
Might have deserved.
Poisoned. He was actually poisoned. This poor guy's putting up his own campaign signs. It gets bitten.
Bang, you know those little wooden signs, you draw them in marker.
They could have.
Ow, what was that? Holy crap, Martha, I think it was a copperhead. The copperhead done got me. Well, sir, if you can't tolerate a snake bite, I don't know that I want you as my West Virginia Secretary of State.
Definitely, because the two are one and the same.
Don't tread on me, baby. All right, time now for knuckleheads in the news. And that guy certainly is a knucklehead in the news, but you wouldn't know the voice of Secretary of State, West Virginia candidate Doug Scaff. So I have a voice, hopefully you will know, a knucklehead in the news. We're playing here for tickets to go see Jay Leno June the 8th. He'll bring his stand-up act, and I imagine he does headlines and some of the other stuff that he used to do on TV.
Yes.
To the State Theater in New Brunswick. First person to correctly identify, positive ID, our knucklehead in the news will win. 732-774-4444.
The apocalypse.
There it is, your knucklehead in the news.
The apocalypse.
First person to tell me who that is.
Oh, man, that sounds really familiar.
A voice you have heard somewhere in the ether in the news this week. First person to tell me who that is will win those Jay Leno tickets. 732-774-4444. Playing knuckleheads in the news for tickets to go see Jay Leno one more time. That knucklehead voice.
The apocalypse.
Who is that? 732-774-4444. Let's see if we can get a quick answer here. Good morning. It's the boss.
Good morning. Is AOC, Robbie?
Who is that, Ray? Superfan Ray is on the line. Who do you think it is?
AOC.
AOC. Not a politician. Nope. Oh, I guess I just gave you a hint there.
Oh, you did.
Make it a little easy for you.
Can I hear it one more time?
The apocalypse.
It does sound like her. What's her name? Alexandra Cortez? Mm-hmm. Something like that?
Yeah.
That's not who it is. Hi, it's the boss.
Yes, hi. Is it Cardi B?
It is not Cardi B. That's a very good guess.
Good answer, yeah.
Knucklehead in the news, a voice you have heard for whatever the reason in the news this week. I'll tell you, not a congressperson, so we did tell you that.
It is a female, right?
It is a female.
Okay.
732-774-4444.
The apocalypse.
Playing for Jay Leno tickets. We'll let you chew on that a little bit. Meantime,
in the news this week.
Let's search that hashtag. Hashtag MOM mom.
Confessions.
To be totally transparent with you, we're still working through the big stack we got last week after Mother's Day. It seems to be our busiest time of the year for Mother's Day to get mom confessions. So we share them every morning about 7:20 and 9:20. We search that hashtag. You send yours in. You might hear yours on the air just like this.
Samantha Bruin said, I'm not a jerk, but I'm also not a teacher giving kids a project to do over the last few days of school.
I remember that. That was horrible.
I mean, there's still a couple weeks left. I think your kids can still do a project or two. There's still at least 2 weeks left.
I mean,
so
if it's like a BS project, then fine, you know? It's like bringing your collection of Polly Pockets, then fine. You don't need to have a big science project where you build a volcano 2 days before school's over. Come on.
I mean, sure, 2 days, but there's at least 2 weeks left of school. Come on, Samantha.
Listen, most of you are going to work at McDonald's anyway.
Stop it. At Michael Allen 88 said, assert dominance by showing up at your kid's college dorm in the middle of the night and telling them that you need to sleep in their bed because you had a nightmare.
Mom, what are you doing here? I have a hangover.
And Jessica Benson said, if you enjoy arguing about whether or not you've just mispronounced your own name, I can't recommend parenting a preteen enough.
I like arguing no matter what the topic is, so every day's debate class for me.
You're just like a preteen.
Hashtag mom. Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. I'm reading Twilight and everything. I'm just like a preteen. Well, yeah, knuckleheads in the news for passes to see Jay Leno. One more time, here it is.
The apocalypse.
Hi, it's a boss. What do you think?
Is it Britney Spears?
Is it Britney Spears? No, but you're very warm.
Hmm.
All right, we said it's not a politician. I said Cardi B, Britney Spears were both good answers. So perhaps we're in the ballpark here. Again, Jay is going to be over at the State Theater in New Brunswick on June the 8th. He'll be checking in with us on Zoom this afternoon, and then we'll get that up. I don't know if people know this. Some do. Some might not know. If you follow at Robbie and Rochelle Radio on the social, we have a special Zoom series of interviews, complete interviews with people, that you might not hear the whole thing on the air. So it's a little bonus content. Yep. And recent people we've had on there, Michael Cavanaugh, the Broadway star. Mm-hmm. We had on Nick Feldman from Wang Chung. Everybody have fun tonight, and we'll have Jay on. And we'll get that posted later today, and then we'll play a little bit of it on the radio tomorrow. We're giving away the tickets right now. Good morning, it's the boss, knucklehead in the news. What do you think?
Is it Nikki Glaser?
Oh, that's a good guess. She was on that roast of Tom Brady, but no, that's not it.
The apocalypse.
Hi, it's the boss, knucklehead in the news. Who is that person?
Kelly Clarkson?
Nope, not Kelly Clarkson, but you're warm. No.
Dang it.
It is not JoJo Siwa.
She was in the news this week.
Hi, it's the boss, knucklehead in the news. What do you think?
Is it Amy Schumer?
Not Amy Schumer. You want to hear a bit longer clip of this?
Maybe.
This might make it a little easier.
Even in the apocalypse.
So there's a longer clip of it.
It still sounds like JoJo Siwa to me.
Nope. I'll tell you this, a more household name than JoJo Siwa. The boss, what do you think? Good morning.
Is it Miley Cyrus?
Not Miley Cyrus, but you're red hot, baby.
Even in the apocalypse.
I didn't think this was that hard.
They're in the news this week.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we have already discussed it today. 732-774-4444.
What?
I think this is Linda back to line one. Good morning, the boss.
Yes. Is it Taylor Swift?
It's not Taylor Swift, but again, you're red hot. You're right there. You're close. The boss.
Is it Dolly Parton?
No. Mm. We did talk about Dolly's boobies.
You talked about Dolly's boobies.
Because I'm a pig like that. Good morning, it's a boss.
Katy Perry?
Is it Katy Perry?
Even in the apocalypse, we deserve a great soundtrack.
Yes, it's Katy Perry. She had her last episode of American Idol on Sunday night, and so I guess she's retiring. I don't know what she's doing, but anyway. Yes, it's Katy Perry, and you got Jay Leno tickets for the State Theater, my friend.
Oh, cool, thank you.
Yes, sir. Who is this?
Rick.
Rick, where are you calling us from today?
Rick.
Rick, where are you calling us from today?
Tom's River.
Oh, Tom's River. Okay. Hang on. We'll get all your info. We'll get you on the guest list. Don't hang up. There you go. Katy Perry, your knucklehead in the news. Now you hear it, you can't unhear it, right? And I thought the echo in the background, you'd realize she was at an award show, because I think that's where that took place there.
Yeah, I once you played the whole clip, it sounded more like her, but that little section still, to me, didn't really sound like her.
Let's hear it again, just for the sake.
The apocalypse. Even in the apocalypse, we deserve a great soundtrack.
See, that second part.
I think from a couple of years ago. It's from the 2000, I'll tell you the truth. It's from the 2011 MTV Music Awards, and I figured, well, Katy Perry's Katy Perry.
Well, yeah.
She must be smoking or vaping or something, because her voice has gotten a little more husky as time has gone on.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's up with that, but you make a good point.
The end part sounded more like her, but it still sounds like JoJo Siwa to me.
Well, it's not, and we have our winner, so let's move on. Everybody goes home. Happy Fast Five birthday files coming right up. Back over to the NorCast Weather Center. Good morning.
Nick, Kim. I think that is the greatest alliteration tongue twister ever made in the history of the universe.
What's that?
Bleach Blonde, Bad Built, Butch Buddy.
Isn't that great?
I keep listening to it over and over again. It's like, in school we were taught Sally sells seashells down by the seashore, but no, I think this should be replacing that. It's that good. Good to see you guys yesterday and our listeners.
Man, you just take right over, don't you? You got a whole bunch of things to get to here. I feel like you got a bullet point there with everything you
want.
Love
it. He's organized.
He's ready to go.
This is my show now, all right? This is my show.
Well, you can have it. Let me tell you. Bye. I'll do the weather from home. That sounds great.
Wow. Shots fired.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very nice. Thank you to our friends at the Cabin in Freehold. If you remember back over winter, we did a contest that Big Boss Bob came up with, and how much snow are we going to get at the Long Branch Weather Station? If you can match it exactly, he'll pay for us all to go to lunch, and that happened yesterday. And we met listener Mike and his wife, and they were really, I went in, you know how I am with people, but I went in thinking, well, you know, it'll be fine. But they were great. We had a great conversation.
So nice.
Mike works in PR, and he had some great stories. But a guy has met Jeff Bezos from Amazon. He had some great stories and great food, and it was great. So
yeah, all around, it was a wonderful afternoon. You know, I'm always a little bit apprehensive in those situations because you never know if, like, the people are serial killers. But pretty sure that they weren't, you know, very genuine, great people. So it was wonderful. And the food was amazing, too. I don't know what I was expecting, but that was one of the best turkey club sandwiches I've ever had.
I had a little indigestion because I had the calamari, and I didn't realize that it was not only fried calamari, it was fried peppers, and the peppers just are not my friend. They're not my friend.
Gotcha.
All right, well, I guess no more peppers for you.
No more peppers, baby. You know what didn't happen, though, is you were supposed to show off your car and how the...
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, Nick's got the Tesla that does the music, and you honk the horn, it sounds like a fart. So, next time.
Jesus. All right.
Let's say congratulations again to Rick in Bayville. Said he's working in Tom's River already this morning. He identified the knucklehead in the news. Yep, it was Katy Perry. Just wrapped up her 7 years on American Idol on Sunday night. She was your knucklehead. He's going to see Jay Leno at the State Theater in New Brunswick on June the 8th. We also got in some mom confessions. Want to thank you. We have a new sponsor for Mom Confessions.
We do. A new old sponsor because we love them. Mom Confessions brought to you by our friends at Ashley. Kick off your summer in style. Take 25% off all your furniture when you shop Ashley's big Memorial Day sale event happening right now.
I'll see you out there on Sunday. We'll be at the Freehold location with our old buddy Mike, the manager.
Love
Ashley
him.
At Freehold. So thank you again for that. Time now for Robbie and Rochelle's five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know from number five to number one. Follow us on the socials at Robbie and Rochelle Radio. I mentioned we'll have Jay Leno on Zoom streaming live on our socials. So there's a reason to follow. Also get us on demand at 1071theboss.com or wherever you get your podcasts. We will start at number five and count down today, and brought to you by Monmouth Park Racetrack, Jersey Shore Food Truck Festival. This weekend, over 30 food trucks serving lobster, tacos, and more. Your best bet for summertime family fun. Monmouth Park Racetrack. I will see you out with the Boss Roadies on Saturday for that one, too, starting at noontime. Number five, here's a grandma. Now, we were talking about Goofy yesterday. There was a list out of people's favorite dog characters. And yes. I was thinking about this afterwards. I guess we were talking about animated or fictional dogs because nobody brought up Lassie or Rin Tin Tin. Snoopy came in number one from the Peanuts gang. And they mentioned Goofy. And we have people saying Goofy is a cow. Goofy is not a cow. We looked this up. Goofy is a dog from Disney.
He is.
But it is strange that he stands upright and he wears pants and a hat and gloves and stuff. And he's not just a regular dog with a collar like Pluto, Mickey's dog.
Yes.
But anyhow, I bring this up because there's a grandma in trouble. She grabbed Goofy, the guy dressed up like Goofy at Disney World, and squeezed his bum.
Oh, no.
Squeezed it three times.
Why would she do that?
Disney security. Now, they got cameras everywhere. Yeah. You think the casino is watching you? Mickey is watching you.
Yeah.
Litigious.
Yeah, you don't want to mess around at Disney.
So that's Disney security immediately swoops in, and they got a guy. They got like a handler with everybody that's dressed up in a costume that walks around the park and all of this.
Right.
And so they swoop her and say, excuse me, ma'am, what do you think you're doing? She said, I'm just being friendly. And maybe this is it. Maybe she's a grandma and she grabs...
You know, that's not friendly. That's assault.
Yeah, I understand that.
I mean, if you walk up to any person and grab their behind... That's assault.
It is, but just to be fair, I think there was a time where old people would get away with this, where they would squeeze your cheek or give you a little whack on the behind.
Your cheek on your face and your cheek on your ass are two different things.
I agree, but don't you think that there was a time where people would just kind of go, all right, she's an old lady or, you know, whatever it is.
I mean,
I'm not defending her. I'm just saying maybe she just is unaware of the world in which we're living today.
I don't know. Maybe she's just trying to be funny.
That's what she says.
She's like,
hey, Goofy, honk, honk, how you doing there, big dog?
You don't grab... I mean, that's still a person that's in there. I mean, she's old enough to know that. That's a human being.
It was, in fact, a 32-year-old actor who has not been named, who plays Goofy in the park. He said he will be pressing charges against the woman. He's not taking her. Oh, I'm just old. He's not having it.
You're old, of course.
Oh, hello there, Goofy. What a tight butt you've got.
You're gorge.
That's not twice. Pressing charges. We will of course keep on this story.
Yes.
Coming from Orlando, Florida, because it's always Florida. This didn't happen at Disneyland Paris. It happened in Florida.
Of course it did.
Little ass grab with Goofy. Number four. It's a commencement speaker at UMass Dartmouth. He's named Robert Hale Jr. He's the founder of Granite Telecommunications. He's now worth $1.1 billion, just like Paul McCartney.
Wow.
He decided he was going to give every graduate that he was speaking to at this commencement speech $1,000 cash.
Whoa, that's awesome.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Here's a moment he tells him in his speech that he's doing this.
Each of you is getting $1,000 cash right now.
This is a crowd. This is like Oprah for the... And you get $1,000 and you get $1,000. Seriously, you imagine you're sitting there with your mom and dad and all of a sudden a guy tells you he's giving you a check for $1,000 as you walk out the door. Not too shabby. Not too shabby, baby.
That's awesome.
Okay, hang on. Listen, there's a stipulation. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
The first $500 is our gift to you. The second $500 is for you to give to somebody else or another organization who could use it more than you.
I like how you can hear a couple of people in the crowd go, oh. I mean, it's great, though. Listen, $500 just to show up someplace is not bad.
Yeah. See, when I had my college graduation, I didn't go because I didn't want to pay to attend, but Sanjay Gupta was the speaker.
Wait a minute. You had to pay to attend?
Oh, yeah. You have to pay to attend. You have to pay for the cap and gown. You have to buy all of that.
I know you have to pay for the cap and gown, but you had to pay just to go to the ceremony?
Well, if you want an extra, if you want tickets, like they only give you two tickets. So if you want more, you have to pay.
But for you to go and just to walk on the
for
stage.
For me to go.
That's free, isn't it?
No, I had to buy the cap and gown, which is like $250. Right. And I wasn't going to, I already gave them enough.
Can't you go to the party store and just pick up a cap and gown?
No, there's like a regulation cap and gown. And then I had cords, so you have to pay for the cords. They don't even give you those. It was so I wasn't doing it. But Sanjay Gupta, the CNN correspondent, was the speaker.
Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Gave us nothing.
Well, most of them give you nothing. This is kind of an extraordinary thing.
I didn't go.
Hey, listen, you know, I hate to sound like a jerk, and I think the guy means well, and he's trying to teach the kids a lesson, and I understand all of that, but he's a billionaire, and there's, what, 200 kids, and he gave them $100 each? That's only...
Well, he gave them $1,000.
$1,000.
He gave them $1,000, and then said, you get, but really, $500, and then the other ones, you have to give it away. I understand what he was doing. He didn't have, like you
said,
that's
a $250,000. I mean, that's a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money for a guy that's a billionaire. If he really wanted to make a difference, he really wanted to stimulate the economy, he would have given him $10,000 or $100,000, you know?
Well, he didn't have to give them anything.
No, he didn't, and I appreciate that.
Sanjay Gupta gave me nothing.
Okay.
So he didn't have to give them anything.
Now, I didn't graduate from college, but I did see my sister graduate, and she had Ben Affleck as the speaker.
That's way better.
And he showed up hungover and angry at Jennifer Lopez, from what I understand.
Well, we're still there.
So
nothing's changed.
Nothing has changed at all. But I'd say all of those little disrespectful jerks turned their backs on Biden the other day. Guy's like, I'm the president. Mm-hmm. Look at me, right? Give him $1,000, bet they'd change your tune
probably.
Real quick. I bet they don't care about Palestine anymore if you give them a little cash. You know why? Because money talks, baby. I welcome your letters. Matter of fact, I encourage your letters.
Uh-huh.
Let's argue.
Okay.
I'm already in a pissy mood.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. Bonus story. And Melissa Joan Hart, you remember her?
Oh, yeah.
So she used to be very close with Britney Spears. Yeah, she was Clarissa, but she was also, what was the other
show? Sabrina the Teenage
Witch.
That's
it. She was the Teenage Witch. She used to be very close with Britney Spears.
Hmm.
Said she worked for ABC. Britney was on the Mickey Mouse Club. It's both Disney, speaking of Disney. And so two of them got to be friends, and they'd go clubbing when Britney was still underage.
Oh.
She says now, seeing how Britney has gone through some times, some stuff, she feels guilty and said, I should have been more of a supportive big sister, not a friend taking her clubbing. It's not your fault, Melissa. She would have been nuts. She would have been nuts. She would have been dancing on the pole anyway on her Instagram page.
Two things. First of all, you're not her big sister.
No.
And
you're Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Right. I mean, you were a kid yourself. You weren't all that much older than her, so don't blame yourself. You're all right.
I tell you what, I would have gone drink with Caroline Ray. Remember she was on that show?
She's so funny.
That'd be a lot of laughs right there.
She's hilarious.
And I guarantee you Caroline could drink me under the table, that's for sure.
Definitely.
I think I can hold my own, not a chance. go slam some back with Caroline Ray. Number three. Well, this is a crazy story. USA Today this morning reporting that Graceland, Elvis's house mama, Graceland, up for public auction. Now, Riley Keough, you remember his granddaughter.
Yeah.
She was just in that Amazon show. Daisy Jones?
Daisy Jones, yes.
She fought with her grandmother saying, I want to take it over. And so Priscilla Presley signed over, took a payout, whatever, and gave her control of everything Elvis, right? Including the house, including Graceland, which is a museum. And Riley, I had just read, was moving in to live at Graceland.
Right.
Which I think is weird to go live at your dead grandparents' house where he's buried in the backyard. But notwithstanding, that's what she was doing. Well, she gets a notice that they're going to foreclose on the estate because apparently her mother, unbeknownst to her, had put the house up as... an asset as liquidity to get a $3.8 million loan, and they didn't pay it. And then, of course, poor Lisa Marie passed away. And so now Riley's just finding out about all this. She had to get an injunction to stop it from happening so she can hire some attorneys to deal with it. Man, she just, can I tell you what? Walk away. You're a talented girl in your own right. Walk away from all this Elvis crap. You don't need this. You know, this is Priscilla, Priscilla's problem. Let her handle it.
Well, here's the thing. She is talented, but she would not... We would have no idea who she is if her grandpa was not Elvis Presley.
Yeah, fine. But she's already got some acting credits on her thing. She can sing. She's fine. She's getting a big hunk of money just as an inheritance, right? Walk away. You don't need to handle the day-to-day. You don't need to be the curator of Graceland. Just walk away. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
She doesn't need to do this. Is like Harry. He's going to be rich either way. He's married to a TV star. Walk away. There's no need to live in Buckingham Palace if you don't want to do it. Same thing with her. Walk away.
You don't want to see your grandparents' home, especially the ones where they're buried in the backyard.
Someone else is going to run it. You know, it'll be...
how do you know?
Oh, come on. It'll be like Harris Graceland Casino, fine, and then you play a slot machine next to Viva Las Vegas, next to the gravestone. Elvis probably would have liked that. It would have been fine. We were Las Vegas.
You don't want it to go to auction. It would be one thing if she chose to sell it and she could find the seller and have someone else run it, but you don't want it to go to public auction. I mean, you and I could bid on it.
I'll tell you who might like to have it.
Right.
I mean, surprise.
You just don't want to do that.
I'm buying it, baby. We're going to win New Jersey, you know. Okay. Number two, AMC Network. I never turned it off, by the way. Love AMC. Has added a trigger warning. I am not making this up when they show Goodfellas. And that is true. You flip by AMC on cable, they're always running Goodfellas.
They do. Mm-hmm.
Their warning, it has a little thing that says, due to insensitive cultural content, viewer discretion is advised. They've now received backlash, including from Michael Imperioli, who says, don't cleanse history. This is just what it was when, you know.
Yeah, but it's still a movie.
Right.
You have to, I mean, they put... ratings, they put that on all movies. It's a movie. It's not a documentary.
Yeah, but they're not putting it there because of drug use or bad language or violence. They're putting the thing there because they're, we don't want to offend anybody by... So there's a cultural stereotype that, you know, the thing that all paisans are mafioso, that sort of thing. They're playing cover your ass because they're worried that people are going to be offended. Just like if you try and watch Peter Pan now, it's insensitive to Indians. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's a cartoon. That's a bad thing. They're trying to not be offensive. Not every Italian person wants to be associated with the mafia. That is a stereotype. You know, I mean, so I don't...
It's a Martin Scorsese movie.
I know, but it is a movie.
Are people watching this movie and thinking it's a documentary?
No. But in the same token where they would put that in front of Peter Pan because that could be offensive to some
people. It's a cartoon. How is it offensive?
Okay, but that's what you used as a demonstration. I'm just saying, I don't...
Well, I know because Lola told me this, that Disney Plus has got all kinds of things on it. Half their movies, you know, all those classic Disney films, it's like a Cinderella could be offensive to a little girl who doesn't like slippers, you know, who wants to be barefoot. It's body shaming that she has to wear a slipper in the palace. I mean, shut the hell up. You know what I'm saying? Come on. I mean, obviously, you shouldn't be insulting girls and what they look like if they're children. But on the other hand, it's Cinderella. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, and I understand what you're saying. I just also understand the fact that not every Italian wants to be associated with the mafia.
That's I guess.
I know you do. But like your father.
I'm proud of it.
Your father, who's also Italian, wants nothing to do with that. Yeah. So he probably appreciates the fact that it says, you know, we're not saying every Italian person does this in their life.
Then you know what? Then just don't run Goodfellas. You know what I mean?
Well, we don't want that either. It's a movie. We want to be entertained.
It's just like we're not going to play.
Let's not get crazy.
Don't get crazy over here.
Fine. Let's just move on. Number one, good news. We finally caught Clifton Williams. He was the attacker who punched Steve Buscemi in the face.
It's not funny
at all. I don't know why I'm laughing. It's so outlandish that I can't help but laugh. Clifton is a 50-year-old homeless man. Unfortunately, he's charged with assault, second-degree battery after he randomly punched Steve Buscemi.
So it was random.
Midtown, yeah.
Did he know it was Steve Buscemi?
Unclear, but he will stand trial.
That's... He was probably just having a bad day and randomly punched somebody, and it just happened to be a movie star. Well, not that it makes it okay, but
he just didn't like Boardwalk Empire. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's right.
There was no warning in the beginning.
That's right. That show sucks.
Right. Right. He wasn't warned.
He wasn't warned.
I'm very offended. Dear Disney, very offended by Cinderella. Okay.
So I'm going to go punch someone in the face.
I got a list of people I'd like to punch in the face right now.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Tuesday, world famous celebrity birthday file, Britt Rossi. She's a former almost Mrs. Charlie Sheen. I guess they used to be engaged. 35.
Almost Mrs. Charlie.
Yeah. She broke up with him I shouldn't even mention this because it's just horrific, but she broke up with him after he announced that he had HIV. So, Jesus.
Well,
what a mess that guy's life is. I like Charlie Sheen.
She's a porn star?
She's a porn star.
She was offended by that?
Well, she was not going to marry him because he's, you know. I mean, I understand that. He disclosed late in the relationship that he had the disease.
I mean, yeah, that's
and so
not cool.
That's probably something you should be made aware of.
That's probably not cool.
And I like Charlie Sheen. He's very funny. But, I mean, God, what a mess he is as a human being, huh? Mm-hmm. Remember that song, Somebody That I Used to Know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That guy, Gautier, he's 44 today. Judge Reinhold from Beverly Hills Cop, 67. Joe, listen to this. Mr. T is 72. I pity the fool. Celebrate my birthday.
There you go.
Mr. T, 72 today. Leo Sayer, Ron Isley from the Isley Brothers, celebrating today. Jeffrey Dahmer's birthday, even though he's dead, thank God. It's National Waitstaff Day and National Memo Day. Mm. Boy, I'm going to be celebrating. I'll write some memos today, that's for sure.
You make me feel like dancing.
Was that you?
Was that you?
Yes.
Whoa.
Leo Sayer.
For a second, I was like, what did I just push? Where did that come from? Every once in a while, I think I hit a button. I'm blowing the place up. What was that? Joe does a Leo Sayer impression. Who knows?
Leo Sayer, yeah.
That was really good.
Wow.
The great Leo Sayer.
I just wet my pants.
Just stopped and stared.
The hell did I hit?
Funny. Face at each other.
You really thought it was the record? That's pretty
funny.
I don't
know what it was. Like Joe has kidnapped a child who's singing Leo Sayer on the air here. Wow. All right.
Good. Dance the night away.
He's not like Mr. Leonard sings Leo Sayer.
Oh, hey, now, there you go.
That's an idea. That'd sell a lot of units. Knock Taylor Swift right off the charts. Mr. Leonard sings Leo Sayer.
Big time.
Knock Beyonce right out of number one.
Alexa, off!
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Yes, it is. It's an interesting question. What are in those cupboards that's right above your fridge? I know not everybody has got a cupboard right above the fridge, but everybody's got that high up cupboard. Mm-hmm. And there tends to be, I don't know why they do this, but they got that little nook for the fridge in most kitchens, right?
Yeah.
And there tends to be that random cupboard that's above the fridge. Now, let's not confuse it with the junk drawer, the other rogue spot in the kitchen.
Right.
Because everybody knows, oh, that's probably where the glasses are. If it's not this one, it's that one. That's where the glasses are. Oh, if it's not this one, that's where the bowls are.
Yeah.
And then right below, oh, this is where all the trays are. Oh, this is where all the pans are. You can just look at someone's kitchen and have a pretty good educated guess where everything's going to be. But then there's always those two cupboards, usually either above the microwave, above the fridge. What the hell you got in there? What's in those cupboards for you? I couldn't tell you what we have in the cupboard above our fridge.
I would call that cupboard the junk drawer of
cupboards, yeah.
Yeah, because everything that doesn't fit in the other cabinets is in there. There's a waffle maker. There's a really, really heavy guacamole bowl. There's a really large vase in there, which I make you get out when I need it because I can't reach it. The kids' lunch boxes, like their old lunch boxes, are in there. Mm. And for some reason, I don't know why, but every time I get a gift bag with tissue paper in it, I fold it back up because I'm going to reuse it. And I stick it in that cupboard for whatever reason. So there's a bunch of gift bags in there.
I'm going to be honest with you. I stopped listening about halfway through because I started thinking about that stone guacamole bowl.
we haven't used that in a long time.
We should get that down.
I know. It's so, that's the thing. It's so heavy that when we moved in, I put it up there and I just have left it there because I can't pull it.
Let's
down.
Play On the Border at the house tonight. What do you think?
It's heavy.
You get the idea. What's in the cupboards above your fridge in the kitchen? Doesn't matter how big your house, how little your apartment, everybody's got that cupboard. What's in there? Tell us 732-774-4444. Call, text, Facebook. It was run away, he said.
She said.
Coming to Fox this fall.
Right now, he's going to jail.
A new drama from the producers of Prison Break and Oz.
He's going to jail.
Scotty Scheffler is prison golfer.
And it ain't nothing you can do about it.
Sent to jail for a crime he didn't commit.
Presumably, they didn't know that was the world's number one golfer.
This two-time Masters champion is about to learn in lockup it's anything but a gimme.
Tried not to think about golf, but it was increasingly difficult.
Can he survive the hazards without getting cut?
It was a long morning. Glad to be sitting here now.
When a riot breaks out, does he withdraw or grab a club and tee off?
There's no way around it out here. You can't play too defensive and you can't play too aggressive. You just got to hit the right shots.
Prison golfer.
That's a pretty special feeling.
Watch what happens when one man is pushed to par.
107.1, 99.7 FM. Streaming through the Boss app, which is free, by the way. Or 107.1theboss.com. Make sure you keep it on all day at work today. Kane on for Michelle. He's got tickets, take the family, 5-pack of passes. You could do a friend night, I guess,
yeah,
for our VIP party at Jenkinson's Boardwalk. We do this every summer. Point Beach, this year it's June the 1st. Ross is going to be hosting that party, by the way.
Oh, that's fun.
And Kane will have those passes for you. Also, it could be the Boss Business of the Day if you're listening at work or playing hooky, whatever you're doing this week. You know, mm-hmm. You get it next week once you're back in the office. Let us know you're listening, and you could win that dessert tray from our friends at Chocolate Carousel in Wall. So just another reason to keep it cranking all day on 107.1 The Boss. He said.
She said.
Going on right now, what's in the cupboards above your fridge? I was trying to think back when I was living the bachelor life, what I would have had in the cupboard above my fridge, and I think nothing.
I That's think this, right.
something happens to you after a certain amount of time. You start accumulating more things.
Yeah.
But I never had as many pots, pans, bowls. I never had as many gadgets in the kitchen as we do now. But I don't think I had anything up there. I think it was just the plug for the microwave was in the cupboard.
When I had roommates when I was in college, I don't think we put anything up there because there was two girls living there and neither of us could reach it. It wasn't because we didn't have enough stuff. We just couldn't reach up there. Actually, I might have hidden booze up there so my roommate didn't drink it, now that I'm thinking about it.
Well, that's a good idea.
That sounds about right, yeah. John said he's got a popcorn maker and pizza pans.
My mother has a popcorn maker in hers.
She does?
She has like a 1970 popcorn maker.
I didn't know that.
It's got wood paneling on the side. We probably make a couple $100 in an antique store because it's in pristine condition. I think it's still in the box.
Wow.
My mother doesn't eat popcorn.
Okay.
But someone must have given it to her and she put it up there. Yeah, it sat there for 50 years.
Beth said, the blender, some grab-and-go bowls and lids, and my champagne glasses that I don't use a lot. Oh, and the cookies that I don't want anyone else to eat. I hide them behind everything else.
It's so hard to get up there, though, to get them out.
It is.
Put them under your pillow.
1910 said, we keep our tax records in there?
In the kitchen?
I guess.
That's strange.
5260 said, we have our fondue pot that we use once a year.
Yeah.
And it's also where I hide my snacks, like pretzel nibblers and or pita chips that I don't want the kids to get their hands on because I know they'll finish the bag.
Your mother-in-law's got that up there, too. She got the fondue.
She hides.
Because she doesn't do fondue. So you give her something that she would never.
Stuff
yeah, fondue,
there.
Popcorn maker, but they're all vintage.
Well,
you're
cool.
Right. They're probably wedding gifts and they've been sitting there for 50 years. Yeah.
Leah said, my cat hides in there when it's storming, so it's my cat's emotional support cabinet.
Well, that's nice.
That's nice.
That's a
Keep
good purpose.
Keep it empty for your kitty. Sean said, stuff I rarely use, Christmas plates, cookie cutters, stuff like that. And Alan said, the hopes and dreams of short people who wish they were taller. It's fair.
Yeah, there's always little nooks and crannies where people put their holiday stuff. I couldn't. Where do we put our Christmas decorations? I don't even know
it's
where
in
these.
It's my closet, is why the room is such a mess because the entire closet is overtaken with Christmas decorations.
So I knew the tree was back there, but I wouldn't know where the rest of the things are.
All the boxes, everything's back there.
So. Some of our Christmas cups, I just use them year-round. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, well, I just leave those out. We're not putting those
in. What is in the cupboard? What's in the cupboard above your fridge? I was just thinking, don't I have that that big sippy cup that I was given?
Yes.
By our friend Jess Tyler?
Yes. That I think it says pimp on it or something ridiculous.
That's above the fridge.
And it's pink.
I don't know why I don't use that more often. Forget
I don't know
the Christmas
either.
Cups. What's in the cupboard above your fridge? Everybody's got those cupboards. Those rogue cupboards are just they're just a little bit inconvenient. 732-774-4444. Give us a peek, a glimpse into your kitchen. Lines are open. You can text us. You can Facebook us if that's easier. Some more of those next. A couple of parades already have sent me press releases for Memorial Day Monday. Freehold get their parade kicking off Main Street. 9:45 they line up. 10 o'clock the parade begins. I know we got one in Toms River as well. That's also Monday, Memorial Day, 9:30 in the morning, right through downtown Toms River, Hooper Avenue. So a little FYI if you want to take in a parade.
Yeah.
Those are a little somber, though, sometimes. They're a little,
well, the
a little somber.
The
but
parades usually
yeah,
are.
Not really. Yeah.
The parades are usually okay. It's
yeah.
still.
Yeah, the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts
yeah.
march. Yeah, it's fun. And they're always fun. I always.
Like,
the
really,
Westfield Parade, the one in the town I grew up in,
yeah.
hasn't changed at all from the time I marched in it when I was 8 years old. It's exactly the same.
That reminds me, did you see there was a car that went into a house in Westfield last night? There's apparently
yeah, really?
A couple of injuries, too. The wreck was pretty spectacular. The car is total. The house looks better shaped than the car.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not laughing about it. Sorry that people, but just outlandish, just crashed right into a house, so I wonder what the deal is, but. Happy to see that headline in the news this morning. So, well, of course, we'll put those parade details up on the Boss Facebook.
Yeah.
There's a lot of communities doing it as we get a little bit closer. New poll out. 39% of people say it's okay to steal a pen from a hotel room.
yeah, I mean.
Of course it
I
is.
I think you're supposed to take it.
They
those,
want
aren't
you to.
8% of people say okay to take the pen after the server gives you
oh,
a pen
no.
and, to sign the check.
No.
I'm not so sure about that.
No.
That's wrong.
You don't take a server's pen.
No.
What about at the bank? You take the some they
no they chain them
yeah I was going to say they really want to preserve those pens. They chain them to the countertop.
Oh, the post office, yeah,
post office too. That's right. So I suppose the hotel might be one of the few places where it's acceptable. Your boss doesn't want you stealing pens from the office. That's for sure.
I think if you go to an establishment and they have a pen with their logo on it, they want you to take it. That's kind of the. That's kind of where I'm at. Like, if you come to the station or you come to a station event, we have Boss pens. We want you to take that. That is advertising for us.
Right.
And same with the hotel. If you're using a Hilton Marriott pen when you go somewhere, that's you're advertising the hotel.
Yeah.
So I think if you go somewhere and their logo is on the pen, they're okay with you taking it. Now, if you take my Sharpie S gel pen for me, if I'm your server.
Oh, you're dead.
You're furious.
I'll kill you.
Yeah,
you don't
dead.
Touch
yeah.
my pen. You're lucky
everybody
I let you use
it. Everybody knows not to do that.
Yeah. Don't touch it.
It's amazing to me. People come up to the table when we're out doing events and stuff. Hey, we're giving away concert tickets, T-shirts. We get those Robbie and Rochelle coffee tumblers.
Yeah.
They're like, can I have a pen? I guess. If that's what
take the pen.
It's amazing. That's what they want. People love pens.
Yep.
Pens and chapstick. You never go wrong with that.
Oh, chapstick's big.
They love the logo chapstick. The koozies, those are big, too.
The
we
koozies.
Did the koozies a couple
Gotta
of years ago.
Gotta love the
ago.
Koozies.
Yeah.
All right, I got to mention this quickly. This is such a great story. This is out of Florida, because of course it is, because it's always Florida. There's a woman there discovered her husband was cheating. How did she do it? Well, she comes home, and the puppy is puking. Puppy sick.
Oh,
she goes,
no.
Oh, boy. Well, he keeps puking.
Oh,
she's
no.
like, I better bring him to the vet.
Brings
the puppy
no.
to the vet. The vet does a little x-ray, finds out what's causing it. The the puppy has swallowed thongs.
Thongs?
He
That's
ate,
like a thong?
He ate two thongs, you know, ladies' underwear, barely covering the derriere. He ate two of them, made him sick. So they were able to give him something so he'd go and poop out the thongs.
Oh, my God.
Well, this woman, while she was glad her dog was okay, she has never worn a thong in her life.
Oh,
and so she knew
no.
the dog must have gotten a thong somewhere. The husband fessed up and said he was
Stop
having
it.
An affair. The thong belonged to his mistress. Almost killed the dog and is having an affair at the same time. What a terrible guy this is.
Oh, that's bad.
Yep. Dog is going to be okay.
Gosh.
The marriage, not so much. He has filed for a divorce. So.
Yeah, well, who gets the dog?
Wow.
Who gets the dog?
She
gets the dog is the right answer.
He tried to kill it with a thong.
He didn't try to kill it.
He did. You put that thong away.
Dog is sniffing
Nasty.
The thong. And
you do something with it. You don't leave it on the floor. Dog can eat it, especially after he ate the first one.
Ugh.
My guess is not only is she getting the dog, she's getting the house, the car, and the place out in the Hamptons, too.
She's got medical proof he was cheating.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Yes, it is. We're talking about your kitchen and that strange little set of cabinets. There's usually two of them right above the cupboards, right above your fridge. What is in there? Don't confuse it with the junk drawer, although usually junk does end up there because you just don't use it as much. So inevitably, it's the junk stuff, the not everyday stuff that ends up in that cupboard, that set of cupboards. 732-774-4444. Lines are open. A lot of text messages, a lot of Facebook answers. At 1071 The Boss on this.
Keith said, dishes we never use, and I don't know what they look like.
Right.
Joe said, a big Costco box of coffee pods and the pot we only use at Thanksgiving. All right.
Costco pods.
You don't want to keep that all year. The coffee's going to go bad.
Yeah.
It doesn't last forever.
I get it. You're talking about the Keurig.
Yeah, like the little pods.
I got it. I got it now.
Anna said, I start Christmas shopping very early, and that's where I store all the stuff so no one finds it.
Mm.
That's a good idea.
See, I'm very, I guess it's OCD in this way, that I feel like there are certain things for certain rooms, and you shouldn't be putting, like the guy said, his taxes, he puts it in the cupboard up there because it's just the place to put them. Or if you're buying Christmas gifts, I feel like the kitchen is not the place for that to go. Just like if you have an extra set of linens for a spare bedroom or something, you got to put it in one of the bedrooms or maybe the little cabinet or the little closet by the bathroom or something, but yeah. You can't put it in the kitchen. You know?
I mean, like, it depends on your house. If you don't have a lot of storage space, you've got to put it where you can put it.
I get that, but that would make me crazy. Like these people that live on a Winnebago or have the tiny house,
That
would make me nuts. Not to have the kitchen stuff in the kitchen or to put stuff that isn't kitchen stuff in the kitchen would make me crazy.
I could see not
putting, I don't know why. I don't do anything in the kitchen.
I know. I could see not putting it in those cabinets that are above the microwave because that cabinet gets a little oily sometimes from all the residue. But the one above the fridge, you're probably okay.
Doesn't it seem strange to you, though, to put Christmas gifts in the kitchen?
I actually think it's a great idea, especially as the kids get older, because they always start to snoop.
All right.
And so they're not going to snoop up there because they just don't, they're not going to think to go. They probably can't reach it, and they just don't think to go up there. So I actually think that's kind of a good idea.
I don't know why I even have an opinion on this, but.
Well, I mean, I don't do that, but I don't think
there's
it's a
there's a person that lives in our community. Did you notice this? They've on their porch, on their little deck. They've got a dresser with a mirror. It's clearly from the bedroom and a chair that goes
didn't fit.
Like a nice wooden chair that's like from a dining room table set, a dinette set.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me crazy. It's like, what are you doing putting that outside? Throw it away or don't. Like, I don't know why that makes me OCD. It really does.
I don't know. 8855 said vitamins and medicine.
Okay.
Craig said my bourbon stash that my 5'2 wife can't reach or see.
Now, by the way, somehow the medicine in the kitchen doesn't bother me because I guess it goes in your mouth like food does. So that doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if you put you put a bag of potato chips in the bathroom, it'd make me mental.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't eat in the bathroom. But we keep our vitamins there.
Well, don't tell Grayson your 8-year-old that. He loves to eat.
I know.
Loves to eat in the tub like he's Dudley Moore and Arthur.
I know. That makes me crazy. We keep vitamins in a popcorn bowl, though, which is also weird.
It's very Valley of the Dolls.
Barbara said, I keep extra food. Like if I buy a 3-pack of something, 2 of them go up there and the other one goes in the pantry. I also keep my cookies up there.
Or give me one or two more.
3919 said, booze so my teenagers won't drink it.
So many people are hiding stuff from the people they live with. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to.
Live your best life. Be who you are.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. And this guy's back again.
Here we go.
0297 said, my ribbed condoms.
Remember him yesterday?
Yeah, I remember. Really likes ribbed condoms.
What was the thing we talked about yesterday? The thing you wish was popular again?
Yeah.
That was his answer, ribbed condoms.
I mean,
there was somebody else that said Quaaludes. I thought that was pretty funny. See, sometimes the conversation goes even after the show. We're a community here on Facebook, @1071 The Boss, @Robbie and Rochelle Radio. What's in those cupboards above your fridge? We will keep it going on the Text Connect and the Facebook.
$10,000 cash. 1071 The Boss Cartoon Cash.
Just imagine how 10 grand would completely change the trajectory, maybe of your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You get to do something you wouldn't otherwise do, and who knows where the road less taken goes from there. Think
yes.
about that. Somebody, some New Jersey listener to 1071 The Boss is going to win $10,000. Let's get you qualified right now. You can enter if you haven't yet. Wherever you see The Boss Roadies are at 1071theboss.com. New Jersey plate XJ556K. That's New Jersey plate XJ556K. If that is your plate, you now have 10 minutes and 7 seconds on the clock to call us back. You'll win some Boss Cartoon Cash just for getting through from John Guire Supply. And yes, you will qualify for 10 grand. New Jersey plate XJ556K. Call me back now, 732-774-4444. You know what you want to do is spend more time standing in New York Penn. That's what you want
Definitely.
To do is standing around in there. Smells great. People are great.
I actually like it.
Really?
The new Moynihan Station.
Yeah, fine.
It's beautiful.
But that's a small little corner of Penn Station. Most of it's underground.
They ruined it in the 1960s.
Yeah.
It used to be this like sprawling Union Station type thing.
True.
But not anymore.
No, they knocked it down. I believe that's where the Building Preservation Society began because they knocked down the original Penn Station on 32nd Street. Yeah.
As a rail buff over here, you know, I'm very disappointed I never got to see the real thing. But I agree. You know, Penn State is kind of crummy and shady and all that kind of stuff. But Moynihan, at least they're like, I always walk over there to get on the train. I don't want to hang out in actual Penn Station.
Well, I just go whatever corner they drop me off on is where I go. You know what I mean? It's going to get on the train.
It's going to be a nice day. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing?
I don't know. I'll probably go out. You know what? Let me tell you what irritates me about you is you're so not lazy. You're always doing something. It makes me feel like I need to up my game. You know,
you're so not lazy.
Yeah, he's always got something going on. He's writing a book. He's got six different businesses. He's making deals. He's speaking to school children. What am I doing? Nothing. I'm sitting on the couch when I should be outside taking a walk. That's what I'm doing.
Well, take a walk. It's gonna be beautiful.
I will today. I promise.
All right, great. We got temperatures coming into the upper 70s or lower 80s this afternoon. Any fog and cloud cover is pretty much gone at this point. Could be a couple areas left over, but bright sunshine for late morning and into the afternoon. One thing I want to put out there, if you are an animal owner and you take your dog or cat, which is odd, but if you take your cat out, whatever, for a walk, just make sure that they are not on the asphalt, please, because when the temperature is at 85 degrees, the asphalt temperature goes up to 163. Oof. And we're expecting about 85 today, and skin destruction can start on their paws at 125 degrees.
And I don't know about you, but I don't trust most people to know how to take care of the animal if they do end up burning their paws. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry I said that you irritate me, because that's really me projecting at my own shortcomings. So I apologize for dragging you in. You didn't do anything. It's not your fault.
I humbly accept your apology.
Okay. Well, wasn't an apology. Let's be clear about that. I'm just...
I heard I'm sorry.
I'm just acknowledging the fact that I'm...
Well, projecting. Let's put on the record that you apologize.
Fine. But I didn't, but that's okay.
You did.
Boss Big Show, Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. 1071, The Boss. What do we learn today on the program that Rochelle likes to sip and walk? On a nice day.
Yes, as you should.
That's not water. Just be careful. You get the sippy cup, it ain't water in there.
Mm-hmm.
We learned that nobody for American Idol has been successful since Jennifer Hudson, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
The crew is still on the boat in Baltimore after they knocked the bridge down.
Crazy.
Imagine that?
Yeah.
Wouldn't want to clean that latern.
Ew.
All right, we're back tomorrow, Wednesday. Oh, we learned Dolly Parton's got enormous honkers.
I think we knew that.
Oh, we knew that already?
It didn't need to be pointed out again.
Okay. We learned that Mr. Leonard would knock Taylor Swift out of the chart if he did a Leo Sayer cover album.
Definitely.
Back tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. Be with us for pre-coffee thoughts right at the start. We'll do the Fast Five, birthdays, horrible scopes. We'll go to the Celebrity Hotline. We're talking to Jay Leno. Mm-hmm. We'll have more tickets to go see him at the State Theater with a world-famous mystery oldie of the day about 7:10. He says.
She said.
At 7:50. Well, I tell you, we're trying to give away $10,000 cash. We've only had a few qualifiers, so those people have a pretty good chance of winning that big money jackpot. If you've registered your license plate, listen to hear yours again at 1 and 5 this afternoon. If you haven't done it yet, go to 1071theboss.com. It might be you. Somebody's going to win 10 grand. More on the summer blast-off tomorrow morning, too. Kane in for Michelle. Keep it on all day at work. Have a great day.